7-Eleven?
Hey, is Santiago in?
Yes.
Hey, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How's your morning going here?
From where?
Bank of Cardiff.
What is that?
We're a business bank. I'm calling in a reference to an offer I sent out based on some past financing you've done with Grand South. Just kind of seeing what your capital and equipment needs are right now.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you say it again?
Yeah, no, I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. I'm following up on an offer I sent out about a month ago, and it's based on some financing you did last year with Grand South Bank.
Okay, and, that's a car box, right?
Sorry, say that again?
That's a floor plan.
Yeah, oh, that's your floor plan? Okay. Yeah, I just want to call here to see how I can help you out in terms of, you know, is that floor plan working for you?
Yeah.
Okay, how many cars do you currently have on the lot?
Right now about 30, 35. Yeah. But usually we carry around 60.
Around right 60 now
it's so slow. So we don't
just business.
Pardon me?
Just business in general, you're saying?
Yes, I've been hearing from a lot of people. Right now the business is kind of slow, so you know.
Right.
I don't want to get too many cars right now.
Yeah, so you're not going no more auctions right now?
Pardon me?
You're not going to the auctions right now, you mean?
Yes, no, I haven't been in for like a month probably, because I got plenty inventory, you know.
Okay, yeah. So I talk to a lot of used cars dealerships, and, you know, I get the same thing that they're on a floor plan. What is a floor plan? How is a floor plan set up? Is it set up with daily or weekly or monthly payments?
Actually, it's monthly payments.
Monthly payments? Okay. And how much is it per car?
Wow, you got me in that. Honestly, I don't know on top of my head.
Not a problem. The only reason why I'm asking is just to get a better picture because, you know, a lot of the dealerships I call, you know, when they're doing their slow time, it kind of hurts them to be on a floor plan to be paying, you know, for every car, sometimes every day or weekly or every month. And, you know, it bleeds them money. And so something what we do over here is we do working capital as unsecured cash. And sometimes, you know, the dealerships I work with, it helps them to get off of that floor plan and use just unsecured cash instead to facilitate the payments and, you know, to go to the auctions and buy new cars when they need to and not pay for cars that they already have on their lot, you know.
And that's nice. That's like a kind of like a line of credit, you mean?
It is kind of like a line of credit, but it's better in the sense that it's based on sales and not credit. So we're able to, you know, take your gross annual sales that you have, take 10 to 15% of that and give it to you as unsecured cash. And it's better in the sense that we're able to, you know, give you more cash than your traditional line of credit would.
Okay. Sounds very interesting.
Yeah. So, sounds like, you know, working capital could work for you right now. Is it possible I can get an email so I can shoot you some information regarding that?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It's Santi, S-A-N-T-I.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay.
@yahoo.com.
Okay. One more time. It's Santi, S-A-N-T-I. Fantastic, you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, I'll send an email. What the email will contain is an application for the working capital. The application is only one page, and it's a very simple, you know, what we do over here is a 48-hour approval and funding. So we can see what we can do for you in terms of helping you out and maybe, you know, giving you the option to get off that floor plan if it doesn't make sense, you know, for you to be on it, the more you're paying. How do you market, like, you know, your company and the cars and stuff? Is it just online and word of mouth?
No, it's online, it's word of mouth, it's, I do a lot of advertisement.
On newspapers or billboards?
Yes, sir. Magazines, pretty much magazines, you know, like that. It's not like a trader, but they're called Solo Autos, Cars Magazines, you know.
Okay, right. And have you ever thought about bringing on like a salesperson?
Well, I got 8 sales guys.
Eight?
Yeah, because I own two locations.
Oh, okay. How's the other
Yeah.
location doing?
Pardon
How's the other location doing? Is it slow over there too?
Yeah, both of them, they're pretty slow right now, you know, but I've been asking everyone, and everywhere I go, I ask, they're going through the same thing, you know. Some people say because it's election this year, you
Right.
know.
Do you think it's going to hopefully be ramping up here in the winter as you know the holiday season draws near?
Well, I'll put it this way, I've been doing this for 5 years, 7 years, I'm sorry. So I know when it's too slow, and I know it has to pick it up. You know, it cannot be like that until the end of the year. But everywhere, I can tell you this, and that's nationwide. I can promise you. And the car business, once the Thanksgiving hits, and people start spending money, nothing but on gifts,
They said to
and
come back, huh?
yeah, so it's really bad, which is for a month. From all the way to January, actually, is bad. And January is gonna start picking up, and by the end of the January, that's when you start boom, selling cars. You know, in the beginning of, but for sure, by the beginning of February, you're gonna be moving cars all the way around. We
Right.
sold like close to 200 cars back in February, March, and April in 3 months.
In 3 months, wow.
Yes.
That's a good amount of cars.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And that was the beginning of this month, you said, the beginning of this year, sorry.
Income tax. You know,
Okay.
income.
All right. Just to get back to your floor plan here, what is the average payments you're paying like monthly?
Well, honestly, like I said, you got me in that one because my secretary won't handle that.
Okay. Not a
And
problem.
yeah, she's the one knows exactly
Okay. Well,
that information.
okay, not a problem. Just to get a better sense of like what we can do for you, is it possible, you know, it to know what your personal credit is looking like?
Yeah, my credit is around 700.
700? Oh, awesome. Okay, and how long have you been in business for?
7 years.
7 years. Awesome. Yeah, these are like one of the these are a couple of the main factors we look at when trying to determine, you know, the kind of rate and the terms that we can give you. But from what it sounds like, you know, the working capital program that we have here seems like, you know, the best fit for you. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to send you this email since I have your email, and it attached with it is going to be the one page application, and it's got a short list of documents I'll need. I don't know if you can do it today. I'm actually meeting with my underwriter today at 3, and since we have, you know, the 24-hour policy, if I'm able to get that, you know, the application with the short list of documents in by today, I can get an answer for you on what we can do for you on Monday, if that sounds good to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just I'm gonna send it out here. Is it all right if I check back maybe later on in the day around How long are you in the office though?
I've been here pretty much all day.
Till like 6 or something?
Yes, but call me to my other location.
Okay, what's that number?
210 320. Hold on, let me make sure that's the right one. Hold on. Sí, ya ahorita te contesto, nada más dame un segundo. ¿Cuál es el teléfono de San Pedro? 1952. Okay, 320-1952. Ahorita te marco, ahorita te marco.
1952. Okay. All right. Yeah. So I'll call you around maybe around 5 o'clock your time to see where you're at.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. It was a pleasure talking to Santiago, and I'll be in touch with you a little bit later.
Okay.
All right, man. Take it easy.
You too, bye.
Goodbye.